Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gail Goodman is here, too. She's a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the CEO of Constant Contact, and which is now a publicly traded company. CTCT, by the way, if you're looking around for opportunities out there, CTCT, and when you're looking up stocks. And she's here. Gail is here to talk to us about one of the surveys that they conduct, her company conducts over the years. And this one's about the holiday season, how it's looking these days. And we're going to get Gail to tell us about that. Gail, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Great to be with you. I'm doing well.
It's good to have you back, Gail, as always. And it's only been about a year now that your company went public.
A little over a year.
Yeah. Has it been? How's the experience been? Was it? Have you had any surprises?
It's been pretty much as expected. I think I guess the biggest surprise has been how you go as the markets go.
Yeah.
Certainly the last 2 months we've watched the stock decline without any news from the company that might that might motivate that. And definitely learning that lesson to keep focused on the business, and the stock price will come over time as it does.
Well, you're in good company. There are a lot of companies out there who can say that. In fact, there are a lot of companies that posted some really good news, and they still got hammered. But I have to say, Gail, I was impressed. Your stock has held up pretty darn well, relatively speaking, I should say.
Yes, well, relatively speaking, 45% down year to date is good.
No, yes, I mean, but anyway, it's interesting to see that, but now you're in the big leagues. This is not a place for sissies, is it?
No, it's definitely not. And as we sit here today, having raised that capital really puts us in great shape. So I'm very glad to have followed the old adage, which is, raise money when you don't need it.
Exactly. No, good point. I'm glad that you weren't a year late with that plan.
Yeah, me too.
It would not be good. Let's talk about the survey. You guys conduct several surveys during the year, and the one you have with you now is the one preceding the holiday season. What do you find out?
Well, not a surprise. We surveyed over 2,000 small businesses in the U.S. And, they are feeling very nervous about the holiday season. They are worried that the economic downturn is going to hurt consumer purchasing. They're very dependent on the holiday season for their business. And they're starting to get creative about their ways of addressing that. They're planning to promote early and often. And they're looking for really cost-effective ways to make sure they get their share, what they understand will be a more narrow holiday wallet.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I try to drive home to small business owners is that a person who shops at Walmart is probably not your prospect. And so focus your market penetration activity on those people who are more likely to do business with you. And there are ways you can do that, aren't there?
There really are. Your best prospect is your current customer, someone who already knows you, has already been to your store or your business and done business with you. So the best way to make sure you come through an economic downturn is to hold on to that asset, which is your current customers.
Right. And, of course, there are a lot of ways you do that. The newspapers can insert... They can insert flyers in certain neighborhoods, zip codes. They can insert. You can target audiences on radio, on television. I get email, which is the industry that you're in, Gail, I get email from people who I do business with every day. One of them sends me something and says, hey, did you know that we got this in or we got a deal on this? And they very, very, you know, subtly send me a note and say, hey, I just want to remind you. And it's very effective. I respond. It surprises me, Gail, how much I respond to email that people send me about you know, people that I do business with.
Well, I think the key here is it's people you do business with. It all starts with a relationship, and this is where small businesses have a tremendous advantage over larger companies. They build real relationships with customers. They know their faces. They know their interests and needs. So this is all about holding on to that relationship, leveraging that relationship over time to really keep people coming back to your business. Email,
you know,
is a great way to do it. Direct mail is a great way to do it.
You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about lately, email, and folks, you've heard me say this many times before, not just because Gail's here. I think email marketing is one of the most effective ways in the world, maybe the most effective way, to reach men. You know why?
Why?
We typically only do business with a handful of people. You know, women shop a lot more than guys. Can we stipulate that?
I'll give you that one.
Okay, all right. Thank you. And so women probably spend more time in different establishments online or in person or whatever than men do. Men typically find the one company who does whatever they want, and they stick with them. You know, we don't shop around a lot. You know, I mean, we don't wander around and wonder what so-and-so's got. If we find a good company that has what we want, we kind of stay with them. And I think if you're marketing the guys, even if you're marketing the guys about what they buy for women, I think email marketing is a smart way to go.
Well, it certainly has the best ROI of any marketing method out there that a small business could be thinking about using. The email ROI for every dollar spent is $51.45. That's a Direct Marketing Association number. But the other thing about email is that you can get started so inexpensively.
Yeah.
Literally, you can try email marketing for free, and then if you decide to keep using it, it could be $15 or $30 a month. We're talking out of a budget that's very, very affordable.
But the thing you got to remember, though, folks, email marketing all by itself is not your marketing program. It's one of the tools, and of course, you got to remember radio. I mean, how could you possibly operate a business without radio advertising? I don't understand that. 20 after, I should say. We're going to be right back. I want to ask Gail when we come back if there's any regional information that she got on her survey about what small business owners are saying about the economy for the holidays. It's 20 after the hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Love is strange.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers now, askjim.biz, and just check it out when you get a chance. Also, smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you find all of the things that we do here, the newsletter, the blog, the archives, the articles, the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show, the brain trust, like our good friend Gail Goodman, who's with us right now, CEO of Constant Contact. That's ConstantContact.com, right, Gail?
Exactly.
Now, this survey that you conducted, did I hear, or was I mistaken in hearing that you had some kind of regional? Did you break it down regionally, or is this just an overall national poll?
It was an overall national poll, so we do not have it. Do not have it by region.
Well, the reason I asked that question is I think let's talk about the economy here a little minute, Gail, because I think that a lot of the national problems we're having are more what's between our ears than what's in front of us in reality. There are markets that are having a tough time. Obviously, New York City area is having a tough time. Florida is having a tough time because of the real estate. California, probably Nevada, that kind of thing. But for an awful lot of America, the fundamental economy, the overall economy, is not that bad. In fact, we got oil prices down and out to $60 a barrel. Interest rates are not that high. There are a lot of good signs in the economy, Gail. We seem to have more of a hysterical problem than a reality problem in some ways. What do you think?
Well, I definitely think consumer confidence is a key driver of economic health. And the kind of near hysteria around what's happening on Wall Street and what that will mean, you know, what's happening with the real estate market and foreclosures is driving consumer confidence down, which may ultimately drive us into a real problem in markets that really shouldn't have a real problem, because people are comfortable in their homes, they made reasonable, you know, mortgage commitments, they have good jobs, and their economic situation hasn't fundamentally, their day-to-day economic situation fundamentally hasn't changed. Their retirement account may be looking a little weak right now, but their day-to-day cash flow is fine. But even those folks are starting to think about whether they ought to be more frugal, given everything they're hearing in the press.
They're watching too much CNBC.
We are in danger of the self-fulfilling prophecy here.
That's exactly right. And you know, there's something called availability cascade that I think we're experiencing right now, Gail. It's where when you hear something so much over and over again, that even if it's not true, even if it's hyperbole, even if it's hysteria, when you hear it so much, you eventually start believing it to be true, and you start taking action based on that information.
That's absolutely right.
And I think that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I think people need to really look at their individual situations. Is their job secure? You know, are they living within their means? If all of those are true, their behavior doesn't really need to change.
Well, and the thing is, that what I tell my audience, Gail, is turn off the talking heads who are talking about the economy. Not the radio, just the television. And turn that off and spend less time listening to those people and more time listening to your customers.
Absolutely. Because not only are you going to be able to understand more about how they're viewing the economy, but they will give you great ideas for how to build your business. They'll tell you what issues and challenges they're having, and you can figure out how to craft your business to match their needs. So absolutely, talking to your customers, up the volume of talking to your customers in a down economy. It tells them you care, it keeps you connected, and ultimately in there are the seeds of great ideas to help you build your business, even in a downturn.
You know, Gail, one of the things I've been saying, and I believe this with all my heart, I believe it. There's nothing in my DNA there's a stronger feeling than I'm about to say right now. I know who created this problem we're in. It was Wall Street. It was Washington. Those two groups of people, largely to blame for what's going on right now to get us into this mess we've got. But it will be Main Street, small business and Main Street, I'm convinced, that will lead us out of it. And here's why. Because on Main Street, we have values. On Main Street, we believe in things. We believe in ourselves. Small business owners believe in ourselves. Gail, you were a small business owner. You probably still are, but since you're public, that's kind of takes you out of that. But you have been, you know, and you serve small business owners. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Absolutely. It is the confidence and conviction that drives the small business that will lead us out of this, because they will see that there are still people with needs, there are still businesses with needs, and they will build businesses to match those.
Yep.
The economic engine of the United States is just as potent as it has ever been. There's just a few of the supply chains that are a little messed up right now.
Yep. Aren't you excited about how much small business's name has been invoked by both sides of the political spectrum this year? I've never heard that small business used so many times. I think that's exciting.
I think it's really exciting. I think, you know, what's really amazing is even as late as last month, the small business sector of the economy was still adding jobs.
Exactly. And we will. And I believe that we will. Gail, thank you for being here. ConstantContact.com, right?
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gail. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't you save it, but don't ask for it.
ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.